Welcome to Sovereign Woman Radio, a space for women reclaiming their truth, their peace and power, and for the men who love them. I'm Susan Deacon, and today's episode is a beginning, not just of a podcast, but of a new chapter of my life, a chapter defined by sovereignty, softness, and remembering who I truly am. If you've ever felt like you had to lose yourself to be loved, this one is for you. For most of my life, I wasn't sovereign. I didn't even know sovereignty was something a woman could claim. I knew how to care, how to hold, how to give, how to love, but I didn't know how to belong to myself. When I look back on my younger years, I can see how far from sovereignty I really was. I grew up in what you would call a textbook family. Stable, loving, predictable. But even with that beautiful foundation, something inside me wanted freedom. Not chaos, but permission. Permission to be who I really was. Not the girl I thought I had to be within the family unit. So in my teenage years, I rebelled. Not because I was wild, but because I was searching for identity, for acceptance, for a space where I didn't feel judged or confined. I was drawn to friends with dysfunctional upbringings, not because I wanted their chaos, but because their rawness, their honesty, their nothing to prove energy reflected a part of me I couldn't access yet. I'm not proud of the choices I made then, but I do understand them now. Back then, I didn't know who I was. And I wanted to be accepted for a self I hadn't even met yet. Those years showed me the part of myself that felt unseen, misunderstood, and unexpressed. The part that didn't feel free. The part that didn't feel sovereign. And it's taking me the last 5 years to unravel all of that, to strengthen my boundaries, to define my deepest values, to understand my needs, to find my wholeness, and to come home to myself. My awakening didn't arrive loudly. It wasn't a one big moment. It unfolded slowly over many years. And the truth is, my body knew before I did. My skin became the messenger. It showed me that my nervous system had been in fight or flight for so long that it simply refused to heal until I changed my life. It was my body saying, you cannot stay in this pattern. You are not living in your truth. Something has to change. And then my 30-year marriage ended. As painful and disorientating as it was, that ending became the doorway into everything I was meant to learn. The last 5 years have been the most profound chapter of my life. A slow healing, a gradual returning, a remembering of who I am when I am no longer overgiving, overcaring, or abandoning myself. I found my self-trust again. I rebuilt my self-worth. And I finally accepted that my dharma, my purpose, is so much bigger than anything I could have imagined 5 years ago. This understanding deepened when I returned to the Bhagavad Gita, one of the most timeless yoga texts. The Gita doesn't use the word sovereignty, but it teaches it on every page. In chapter 6, Krishna says, "Let a person lift themselves by their own self, for the self alone is the friend of the self, and the self alone is the enemy of the self." I realize then, no one is coming to save me, and no one is meant to. Another verse says, "You have the right to your actions, but never to the fruits of your actions." This is sovereignty. Do what is true and release the outcome. And this surf, this verse, softened me most. "They whom the world cannot disturb, and who do not disturb the world, such a one is dear to me. This is the sovereign woman." Soft, steady, unmoved by chaos, open but not collapsing, loving but not losing herself. The Gita became a mirror, showing me that sovereignty is quiet self-belonging and peace inside my own heart. Sovereignty arrives quietly and slowly. For most of my life, I never felt complete alone. I didn't know wholeness by myself was even possible. But today I can say with the deepest truth in my body, I feel complete within myself. I know now that it doesn't matter if I walk beside a partner or walk alone. Nothing can take away my sovereignty. And that is the most beautiful feeling in the world. Each night, when I lay my head down to sleep, I feel this soft, steady knowing rise inside me. A smile comes, a warmth spreads across my chest, and the message is always the same. I am enough. Not chasing, not forcing, not matching chaos, choosing peace over longing, truth over fear, self-respect over needing to be chosen. I listen without absorbing. I open without leaking. I love without losing myself. I hold space without carrying what isn't mine. And I choose connection from a place of wholeness, not from a wound. A beautiful quality of a sovereign woman is that she no longer absorbs other people's energy. She can listen with compassion because she understands their pain, but she no longer takes it into her body the way she once would have. When she speaks truth. She doesn't leak words to fill gaps or soften herself to be accepted. Her voice becomes clean, grounded, and intentional. And when she loves or when she allows someone into her heart, that space is respected because she finally understands this. When we know ourselves deeply, we teach others how to treat us. We only accept what aligns with who we truly are. This is the embodiment of sovereignty. Sovereignty in women is not a rejection of the masculine. It is an invitation. An invitation for both energies to rise, to balance, and to meet in truth. A sovereign woman does not destroy the masculine. She awakens it. The last 5 years hasn't been easy, but they've been the most honest. I learned that when I make choices aligned with my purpose, my body feels calm, not anxious, not tight, not in survival, the place I lived for so many years. My body has become my compass. Today, I choose friends, relationships, opportunities, and decisions that align with who I truly am, not the woman who chased validation or intensity. When old patterns whisper, I notice them quickly. I pause, I soften, I go slowly, patiently, gracefully, until I know for sure that the choice I'm making is from my center. This is Sovereign Woman Radio. Thank you for sharing this moment with me. If today's episode touched something in you, inspired you, or helped you remember who you truly are, I'd love for you to share it with another woman who might need it too. Until next time, stay grounded, stay open, and stay sovereign.